to salt your food while you're cooking and not just throw a bunch of salt on to try to season it afterwards. Everybody, I'm Chloe Coscarelli, and tonight I'm having a couple of my girlfriends over for dinner. Now, I know what you're thinking. Dinner parties, they can be stressful, they can be overwhelming, and maybe you're just tempted to order takeout. But today, I'm going to show you a meal that's elegant and easy.
With millions of television viewers holding their breath, the young, beautiful, and talented vegan Chloe Coscarelli was crowned winner of the Food Network's National Cupcake Competition, proving that desserts without eggs and dairy are definitely superior in taste to their non-vegan counterparts. Chloe said, "I'm out to prove that vegan cupcakes can be decadent and delicious." After graduating from the prestigious University of California, Berkeley, Chloe set her sights on mastering her vegan culinary skills. Having been a vegan for the last 5 years and a vegetarian since a teen, Chloe headed across country to attend one of the finest culinary schools in the nation, the Natural Gourmet Institute of Health and Culinary Arts in New York. To further her education, Chloe enrolled in Cornell University's plant-based nutrition program by Dr. T. Colin Campbell and worked at premier vegan eateries such as Millennium Restaurant, Counter Organic Vegan Bistro, and Herbivore Restaurant. Today, Chef Chloe invites Supreme Master Television viewers to her kitchen to watch her prepare an elegant gourmet meal of pan-seared tempeh in a lemon caper sauce with garlic mashed potatoes and a side of roasted vegetables for her dinner party.
The onions are almost cooked, so why don't we add in our minced garlic? I have about 2 cloves here. As you can see, garlic is the theme of the night. I love garlic, and I think it makes food taste so rich and delicious. So we have our roasted garlic and the potatoes, but we're just adding a hint of it here to give this sauce an extra kick. Let's check on the roasted vegetables. These are looking great. It's really important when you're roasting vegetables to take it out and check it periodically, maybe about every 10 minutes, because you don't want it to burn in certain places. So if you take it out and just rotate it around, that will ensure a nice, even caramelization. I also want to make sure that all these vegetables are coated in the oil, because it can sometimes dry out in certain parts. Alright, this is looking great. I'm just going to add a little extra salt and pepper. Let's get these back in the oven. These onions and shallots look done. They're lightly browned, a little bit caramelized, and totally soft and wilted. So we're going to turn this off for now and add that to our tempeh sauce later. In the meantime, let's see how our roasted garlic's doing. So it's hot, you want to be careful. So let's check if the garlic is fork tender. Yes, it is. It goes right in perfectly. You can tell that each clove is really soft, which means it's done roasting. So we're going to let that cool, and then once it's cool, you can just squeeze out the garlic cloves, and we're going to put it into our mashed potatoes. But you can really put it into anything. You can smush it onto some bread and just have nice hot garlic toast. You can put it in dips. It's a great tool to use for any meal that you're working with. Let's dredge our tempeh so we can start pan-searing it. So what we're going to want to do is coat each piece of tempeh in just a little bit of flour, and that's going to give it a nice crispy bite on the edges. So I've got some flour right here. I'm going to work with tongs because I think that's the easiest. You get the most control with your hand. Let's take each piece of tempeh and put in our flour. I'm just using some basic all-purpose flour, but feel free to use whole wheat flour, chickpea flour, whatever you've got on hand. I'm just going to turn them over so each side gets lightly dusted in some of the flour. To pan sear our tempeh, we're going to start by heating up some olive oil, about 2 tablespoons. On a medium-high heat. So once that's nice and hot, then we'll start putting our tempeh in. We don't want our heat too high. We can see if our oil is hot by just taking a tiny little piece off the end of the tempeh and dropping it in. If it sizzles, then we know our oil's ready to go. That's my little trick. So gently take each piece of tempeh, and you're going to want to tap it, shake off any excess flour. And it's sizzling around the edges, that's just what we want. Great, and what I like to do is move the pan around to make sure the oil hits each piece. Sometimes I can be impatient because I really want to see how it looks on the other side, but it's really important to just let it sit for about 5 minutes because you want that nice golden brown color on the bottom of each piece.
Everything is coming together quite nicely, and soon we'll be enjoying a delicious gourmet vegan meal. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Vegetarianism, the noble way of living, will be back with Chef Chloe after this brief message.
To salt your food while you're cooking and not just throw a bunch of salt on to try to season it afterwards. Let's check on our potatoes. When I put my fork in, it falls apart, that means that it's ready. So I'm going to grab my colander so that I can drain out all the water. And I'm just going to pour it right back into the same pot that I boiled it. Great. I'm using a masher, but if you don't have one, feel free to use a whisk, a fork, a spoon, whatever you've got. And I'm going to add some non-dairy milk. Today I'm using rice milk, but you can use any non-dairy milk that you want. And I have a cup, but I'm just going to add it a little bit at a time. So I'll start by adding about a half a cup. Now I'm going to add some vegan margarine. This is non-hydrogenated and soy-free. If you don't want to use margarine, you can feel free to use olive oil, vegetable stock, anything you want. I'm going to add about a quarter cup. And then just start mashing. Put everything you've got into it. It's totally up to you what the consistency you want for your mashed potatoes. I like it a little bit chunky, but if you want it totally smooth, then you can mash it even more or even put it in a food processor and puree it. Before we finish mashing it, let's put our roasted garlic in, because that's the best part. That's what makes this dish. So what I'm gonna do is just squeeze the cloves out, and I'll first do it onto the foil. And if you just apply some pressure, the cloves pop out like that. And that's exactly what we want. There we go. So we've got it all out. Good. We can just throw this part away. Now let's add this roasted garlic to our potatoes. You can see that it's very soft. We don't want to get any peel in. And let's mash it all together. There we go. Now it's looking a little thick, so I'm going to add some more of the milk that I had. Probably just add all of it. And of course, salt and pepper. You can smell the garlic. It smells so good. Some pepper. Potato is a very mild vegetable, so it's all about what you do to it and what you add to it to make it good. So for me, that means lots of salt, lots of pepper, and the roasted garlic, of course. If you want to leave the garlic cloves in here whole, you can, but if you want to make sure to really break up that garlic, then just keep mashing it. As I said, I like to leave it a little bit chunkier, so I think that's going to be good for now. Let's check on the tempeh. This looks perfect. A nice brown on both sides. I think we're ready to put our sauce in. So what I'm going to do is add my onions, shallot, and garlic that we sauteed previously. And I'm going to add about 1.5 cups of vegetable stock. And this is going to be the main substance of the sauce. So I'm going to lower the heat to about medium because it's going to bubble and pour it in. So you can see that it's bubbling, it's boiling, that's good. We're going to let it keep bubbling so that it reduces down to a nice thick sauce. Our sauce is boiling, which is just what we want. I'm going to flip it so that each side gets penetrated with this sauce. I'm going to turn up the heat so we can really boil it down to a thick reduction sauce. Okay, the sauce is looking thick, so I'm going to turn down the heat, because we don't want the sauce to totally evaporate. And the last part for this sauce is we're going to finish it off with some lemon juice, capers, and parsley. I've got about 1 lemon's worth of lemon juice and about 2 tablespoons of capers. And I'm just going to pour that in. This is a lemon caper sauce, so we have to add our lemon juice and our capers. Mix it around so the capers get distributed. And I'm going to turn off the heat because this is done. And it looks really good. It's been about 30 to 35 minutes, so I think our vegetables should be done by now. Smells good. You can hear them sizzling. They've wilted down, they're caramelized on top. Let's check if they're fork tender. Perfect. It goes in smoothly. This means our roasted vegetables are done. So now it's just time to plate it up. I'm going to scoop the mashed potatoes, and I'm just using a standard ice cream scoop. Great. Now I'm going to lean a piece of the tempeh on top, just like that, and I'm going to make sure to get some of that nice lemony caper sauce and drizzle it on top of the potatoes too. Then I'll give a nice scoop of the roasted vegetables, get some cauliflower in there, make sure there's a nice assortment. Carrots. Like that. And last but not least, we're going to garnish it with some parsley. I roughly chopped some parsley leaves. Not too much. Just like that. And I always like to just clean the sides. So it looks nice and professional, which is how vegan food should look. So there you have it. We've got our potatoes, our vegetables, our tempeh, our sauce. It looks beautiful. It smells delicious. I think my friends are going to love it. The dogs are barking. That means my friends are here. So it's time to eat. Thanks for joining me.
To find out more information about Chef Chloe Coscarelli, please visit www.chefchloe.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.